The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Toys Day down on Toity Toid Street. It's the 11th day of November 2010. Well, I guess I got to get this one out of the way. This is one of these things I don't like doing. But everybody's, the vinyl's sucking up off everybody's chair. Oh, how are we going to handle this one? Oh, God, this makes the Patriot movement look bad. You know, years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I've made the statement, and I remember it like it was yesterday. And it was about 14 years ago. I said that as things draw tighter, as people's character is tested, you're going to find out who they really are. In good times will cover a multitude of sin, just like a good heavy coat of paint will. Or ask anybody who works in the construction business for shoddy carpentry work, drywallers. They'll tell you about shoddy workmanship standards and, well, their insulation and their their gypsum board will hide a multitude of sins. So it'll look correct, but it's just covered up, and it was a bad job. But 14, 15 years ago, I made the statement that, you know, it will come a time that people that you knew of or you trusted are either going to be sitting on the fence or they're going to be waving at you from the other side. And knowing that not everybody in the Patriot movement is of pure heart, body, and mind. Who is? Everybody has made mistakes. There are instances in everybody's life that, gee, if I had my druthers, yeah, I'd use the eraser and get rid of that one. Well, you learn from your mistakes, is what you do. And then you don't repeat them if you're smart. About a month ago, I got a call that somebody over at Restore the Republic, and that was a online radio network, of which Catherine Bleich was associated with at the time. And to her credit, she just simply said that Ray Powell is somebody that is not a person of his word, and I got the heck out of it because I heard that she had left the network. Okay, and to her credit, she didn't go into any details. She just said, bad situation. I extracted myself. Well, Catherine came down here to Austin, and she got her head handed to her by somebody else. And she's not had good experiences. And keep in mind that this young woman was one of these giddy little socialists that thought the world was fine and we're going to sing Kumbaya and we're all going to, you know, live in the fuzzy, fuzzy world of whatever. Well, she snapped into reality, and she's been one of the best spokespeople for uncovering corruptions out there. A little bit more on this on the other side of the break.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
About a month ago, I had gotten word that somebody was picking up my programming and rebroadcasting it on their webcast network. And there's some confusion in people's minds. They still refer to this as being a radio station. It is not. It is a network. We produce radio programming. There's a difference. A radio station is stick broadcasting, just for edification purposes here, folks. Broadcasters, radio stations, they transmit a geographical signal. Depending on their power, they might go out 40 miles or they might at night go out 800 or 1,000 miles, depending. Those are radio stations. Networks are the hub of programming that's produced, and then put out to affiliates. So somebody had called me, and I called Raymond Powell and to talk to him and ask him, didn't he think it was a good idea? He asked my permission to do so. And at which point he said, well, I thought about it, but decided against it. And I said, well, that's not very ethical, is it, Mr. Powell? And he, of course, did not answer the question. Well, today, co-founder of, and this is wrong, this is what FreedomFighterRadio.net, which I have no idea who they are, but put this out with a heading, co-founder of Ron Paul Revolution March and Patriot Radio Network owner Raymond Powell of RTR, arrested for murder. I talked to Ernie Hancock prior to the broadcast today. It was a shock and surprise to him that Ray Powell had been arrested. And I said, and this is what is being, he said, look, he said he didn't have anything to do with the Ron Paul Revolution thing. He was one of these people that jumped on board. I said, okay. He wasn't even aware of what had happened. Okay. Here, man, I hate doing stuff like this, but before somebody else gets out there, and I'm not talking about the friendlies, probably the calls are going over to Southern Poverty Law right now. This is what I told Ernie. See, they're a bunch of ravenous and murderous people. They're all bad. They all should be arrested. They all should be watched and monitored and maybe even tethered. Here is the Department of Public Safety, State of Mexico, November 5th statement. Estancia, which I didn't even know was in New Mexico, Raymond D. Powell, 37, of Estancia, was arrested today for the murder of a 25-year-old Criston Pohl, P-O-H-L, also of Estancia. Agents with the New Mexico State Police Criminal Investigations Bureau were called to Allen Street in Torrance County last night after sheriff's deputies located a male victim lying in the roadway. Through the course of the investigations, agents learned that deputies responded to a 911 call on Allen Street. Upon their arrival, they located Criston Pohl laying in a pool of blood on the road. Medical attention was called for Pohl. However, when en route to the hospital, Pohl died. Due to the severity of the case, the Torrance County turned the scene over to the New Mexico State Police. While on the scene, deputies located Powell and later turned him over to state police agents where he confessed to severely beating Pohl. Powell has been charged with an open count of murder and has been since booked into Torrance County Detention Center on a bond of $500,000 cash only. Now, the information I gathered about this is that Powell actually went over to Pohl's house on Thursday night, and that would have been, let me see here, take a quick look at the calendar, that would have been the 4th of November. Went over to his house, they got in an argument. Pohl attempted to leave, saying that he was going to go cool off. Ray Powell followed him out to the street and put a terminal whooping on him. So, you know, I guess that underscores that the human race is not perfect. That's for sure. I'm sitting here looking at a list of the Jekyll Island crew that went down. And this was, of course, the trip from New Jersey down to Jekyll Island. And I'm looking at the names on here. Adam Kokesh, Clyde Cleveland, John Rowland, Ernie Hancock, Catherine Bleich, Amanda Moore, Ernest Guy Cunningham, Paul Venerable or Venable, Tommy Cryer, Karen Rennick, Vicky Karp, Tom DeWeese, George Shepard, Gary Franchi, Mark Lerner, Catherine Albrecht, G. Edward Griffin, Michael Badnarik, Rob Gray was down there, Bob Schultz, myself, and I think I already mentioned Clyde Cleveland. At any rate. Well, two out of that list are sitting in jail right now. Edgar Steele on attempted murder charges and Ray Powell on murder charges. Now, I talked to Mike Badnarik that just learned of this a couple hours ago himself, and he said, you know, he couldn't think of the guy's name that was down there at Jekyll Island, and I told him who it was, and he says, you know, he said, I'd like to say that this guy didn't do anything wrong, meaning Edgar Steele. And I said, I as well. The story that I got was his wife, he was attempting to kill his wife, according to sources, but the wife later came out in support of her husband, Edgar Steele. said that, no, he's not trying to kill me. And there was informants that were involved in that case, real criminals, and this is how they turn people. They get you on something and say, well, look, you know, we're going to slam dunk you. You're going to be found guilty in a court of law, and you're going to spend a lot of time in jail unless you cooperate, become a informant. And Edgar Steele's contention is that's exactly what happened. We'll see how that washes out. But the point of this is that everybody's afraid of making the Patriot movement look bad. Well, what makes it really look bad is when something bad happens and you don't report on it. Now, I've had my personal conversations, long train ride with Mr. Powell. He seemed like an okay guy. Until such time that I learned that, well, he's trying to, without even asking permission, to pull radio programming from this network and put it on their site. And the reason, well, first, let me tell you of another instance here. And this came by way, and this happened in October last month. And evidently, these people had contacted the board op, and I'm assuming here, Dan, it wasn't you, so it had to be Manny, and just sent a email to the board operator, or board op at republicbroadcasting.org. I need your support for new internet radio station. And they had already contacted several hosts on the network, and was talking to them and portraying this as if everything is okay and this is what we're going to do and we're going to move ahead. And, well, this is the one that they sent Rick Adams. Sorry for the long delay in getting back to you. I did not understand your question about Stadtmiller. The only things we needed to get back to him on were two items which have not done yet, which we have not done yet. One is, can you mention the rebroadcasting of your shows on Power of Truth Radio at the end of your show and give the audience our web address? And two, are you willing to place our radio logo linking to our radio website on your main page? Please check out the new website at the powerofTruthRadio.com. We're almost ready, and I have a few more items to complete. And I went, okay, who are these people? And so I called them. And I said, didn't you think that it was proper to call me and ask my permission? Well, we didn't see that you'd have any problem with it. I said, well, without using the word control, I told them, I said, I would like to know where we're being broadcast and in what context and association with whom, simply to protect the network and the various talk show hosts. Because somebody could link a program that could link mine or anybody else on this network with people that, for lack of a better term, are no good nicks. Bad people with an agenda. Maybe a little operation to discredit the Patriot movement. Maybe to link people with other people so the feds can build a case. It gets very complicated. The one thing I've learned is that the feds are capable of just about anything. And when they're not telling the truth, which they have a propensity not to do, they do a lot of lying. I've seen case after government case, federal prosecutors, literally in courtrooms lying in court, interviewing people. And juries, because they don't think the government would ever do anything. Well, the government's not going to spend millions of dollars on a case and do all that. They got to be telling the truth, don't they? So we must convict, shouldn't we? It gets rather ugly. But I look at the Fed prosecutors, it's like opening up a full bin of dirty baby diapers, throwing them on a wall, and which one sticks, they'll go with those. And it's always multiple. There's never one or two or three charges. There's 10, 15, 20. We'll break. We'll be right back. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
One correction I want to make here. According to investigators, the 37-year-old Raymond Powell, both men got in. He went over to this guy's house. They both got in an argument, and Powell decided to leave the house and go for a walk. That's when his friend followed him into the street, and where they began to fight. Got one dead guy and one guy in jail. I'm sure that there'll be more information about that. The issue, folks, is, you know, and over the years, you know, I've seen this happen, that people will gravitate to other people because whatever their battle is, it suits them and they join in. And I remember specifically, I had a friend down in Florida that there was this one guy. I mean, the guy was educating people about property and income tax, or property taxes rather, and state taxes, a myriad of different things. And this guy kept telling them that, look, the city's harassing me and they're trying to find me and all this other stuff. Well, it turns out that the guy in question here, his neighbors were complaining because the guy had literally turned his front yard into a junkyard. I mean, rusted out refrigerators, old cars that were ready for the junkyard, not maybe restoration, because the guy had no money to do it. The house was ramshackle. I mean, property rights are property rights, but when you're living in a city environment, and this is where a lot of people will still contend that, you know, it's my property, I'll do whatever the hell I want to. Well, if you got a neighbor that decides to paint his house purple and put white polka dots on it and not mow his grass and just let milkweed and everything else grow 3-4 foot high, I mean, you see where I'm going with this. If you want to do things like that, you move out into the country, or you build a big fence around your property. I mean, they even make junkyards do that. You know, for years, junkyards just were in plain view, driving down the highway. You looked at mounds of old beat-up cars, junk. And people got tired of looking at it, so they decided to tell these guys, hey, why don't you put up a fence? At any rate, that's a whole other issue, but the point being that people have used certain instances that the Patriot community talks about for their own purposes. And I don't know how you'd feel. I don't know where you live, but I don't know how you'd feel if somebody moved in next door to you and decided to let their property go down and never mow their grass, or, you know, I mean, you see the point. So if you want to be rugged and independent and do what you want to do with your own property, well, that's fine. But, you know, do it in a location that... And the argument is that it drives down property values. You know, therefore, you know, this is where the cities and the townships come up with their code enforcement officers and start handing out tickets. Because we cannot, or will not, get along with our neighbors. I mean, how well do you think you'd get along with a neighbor that did things like that? Suppose you're trying to sell your house. It's a really soft market right now. And you're going to be damn lucky to get even close to your asking price. And you're living in a neighborhood where everybody decides that, meh, it's mine. I'll do with it what I will. And they let their house run down, or they let their property get all junked up, or they start putting abandoned cars, rusty old relics in their driveways. You see the point. I don't want to belabor it, but, you know, here again, the concerned citizens decide that they're going to impanel, you know, code enforcement, and we're going to start handing out penalties and fines, and, well, if you don't do it, we're going to do it to your property, then turn around and bill you. Does it have to get to that point? Or do we, as responsible neighbors, or at least somebody that understands our neighbors and our neighborhood, do we do this out of their concerns? Or do we do it because we're just steadfast property owners, and I don't give a damn what you say, neighbor? I think that's why the old saying came about that fences, you know, make good for good neighbors. You know, it's the line. But at any rate. So, subject matter that I really don't want to talk about, but I felt compelled to, because a lot of people will believe that somebody's a good person, that is without sin, and how dare you say anything about that? Well, please come get this, Dan. Messages I left, I said I'm on the air from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Maybe they're in Japan. At any rate, okay, I've got myself in a corner I can't get out of, so I'll just leave it right there. There is we posted this with my little byline here. Down in Tampa, Florida, they're just looking out for people's safety. They're just out there, and they're going to be doing the job for people, whether they think it's a good idea or not. And what this I'm referring to is they're putting the TSA-style frisk and search type operations for bus lines. Now, I saw the video. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. You'll see one TSA agent squatted down, running his hands firmly over a woman's thighs and part of her posterior. We'll play the clip when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The caption I added to this 1 minute and 40 second clip is, as more people are feeling insecure about their futures, what's being applied is personal security measures, which has nothing to do with the real threats they're facing. The people that have dreamed this psychological operation up are masterful at deception. And I put a note in there. Note the talking head at the introduction of this programming, quote-unquote, piece, telling us and reinforcing the idea of safety.
Our Tampa police and federal government agencies are teaming up to keep your family safe. They unveiled a new plan that could stop a potential terror threat where hundreds of people pass through each day. Bill Logan was there for a first-hand look.
It's the sort of security we've seen a lot of since 9/11 at places like airports and seaports and major sporting events. Now, here at the bus station.
To sort of invent the wheel in advance in case we have to, if there ever is specific intelligence requiring us to be here, this way us and our partners are ready to move
security.
In at a moment's notice.
What we're looking for are threats to national security as well as immigration law violators.
We're also looking at one of our main initiatives, which is bulk cash smuggling.
And passengers customs. Ready to head toward Orlando, Jacksonville, and points north had to go through a series of checks while Susu from the Tampa Airport Police Department gave the bus his sniff test. It's all part of what Homeland Security calls VIPER, for Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response. Yeah, they're big on initials. In this team effort between TSA, ICE, CBP, and TPD.
This is ongoing for us. We do this every day.
And for the folks who travel like this day in and day out, it's a comfort in troubled times.
I feel safe knowing that I get on the bus and I'm not going to blow up.
Now, it's not like this sort of security is going to be on display at every bus terminal every time, but the message here is it could be.
That's why we'll be back. We won't say when we'll be back. This is the first time we're doing, but this way the bad guys, if you will, are on notice that we'll be back.
In Tampa, Bill Logan, ABC Action.
Well, Bill Logan from TV Action News. Notice that they didn't put a dissenting opinion up there. Some yahoo that said that, well, it's nice to know I'm going to get on a bus and I'm not going to blow up. Well, the rotund one, he was pushing maximum density. I don't know if he was in reference to an explosive device or he's just going to blow up because he's so fat. At any rate, they do these type of stories covering TSA at airports. They will pick and choose, and always the people that are in support of these operations. When in real world time here, folks, majority of people, and if you think of over 51% as being majority, most of these people are really not enjoying this at all. And I can remember years ago, Mr. Brown, he was the head of the security at Detroit Metro Airport. And I had called him because they had just instituted a new rule. New rules. You got to show a driver's license to board a plane. And, of course, that was for identification purposes, obviously. You're not going to be driving a car on board an airplane, so what does it mean to have a valid driver's license? You know, that was for identification purposes. But that was the start. Before 9/11, before anything, it's just that we have to know who's flying on board our aircraft. And then you saw the progression. That, well, okay, driver's licenses isn't enough. We're going to install metal detectors. And then we're going to put body scanners in. And, well, that's not good enough. We have to do pat-downs. I mean, pat-down, generally speaking, a police officer, before they arrest somebody, they'll ask you, is there anything dangerous in your pockets, like needles or anything that's going to stick me, anything that's dangerous to me? And they'll do a cursory pat-down, your pockets, and looking for large objects that might be a knife or a gun. But even the cops themselves don't like to probe your private spots too closely. It's embarrassing for them, and it's embarrassing for their quarry. But all of that is off the board. All of that's gone by the wayside. Now, if you refuse one of these body scans, it's called an opt-out. And at which time, you're summarily taken out of line, put in the penalty box, you're wanded and waved and patted and probed and basically humiliated because you're not going along with what they deem as being reasonable public safety standards, the new standards, all of which, and again, is the PSYOPs program that's running to condition people. We have a job to do to make you safe. It's a little inconvenient. It may be a little embarrassing. It may be a little this or a little of that. But don't worry. It's for our safety. Really. For your safety. You know, I had a cop one time pull me over and state that, well, when I pulled you over, I noticed you weren't wearing a seatbelt. And I said, yeah, you probably did. Well, you know, it's the law. I could give you a ticket for that. I said, yeah, you could. You could give me a ticket for that. But, I ride motorcycles. And people that ride motorcycles, I mean, my God, these people have pushed it to the point of, well, yeah, it's a little bit more dangerous mode of transportation, but it's what I like to do. So I'm assuming the personal responsibility for my personal safety, using my own judgment. And a lot of states, they don't have mandatory helmet laws. Now, people that never rode motorcycles or even understand what riding a motorcycle is about, to them, it's like a two-wheel contrivance of a four-wheeled vehicle without a heater, air conditioning, a CD player, and a roof and a sunroof. You know, to them, they're out there making laws on people that actually ride these things for their safety. So I looked at this cop and I said, you know, I ride motorcycles and they've yet to mandate airbags for them or crash bars or even safety belts. And he just looked at me, he knew where this was going, so he dropped it immediately. But they've determined, along with the insurance companies, that, well, you know, if we mandate the use of seat belts, maybe the death toll will drop a little bit. And maybe there won't be so many claims for death that we've got to pay out. It's for the public safety. The same thing that Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. And we said initially about MAD is that they're going for zero tolerance. This is going to be an incremental scale. If you live in a state that 0.10, after that you're drunk, below that you're not drunk, but oh, you were driving impaired. And this went over a lot of people's heads. Well, they can't give you a drunk driving ticket. Yeah, but they can give you an impaired ticket because what? You volunteered. Ah, now that was another problem. If you didn't volunteer to bring evidence against yourself, they made it mandatory to the point that around holiday seasons, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, you get pulled over in one of these drunk driving check lanes and you refuse a breathalyzer test, they've got a judge with the rubber stamp to swear out a warrant to forcibly take your blood if necessary so they can prove their case. Everybody feeling safe now? In the meantime, the very people that are crafting these laws are sitting there watching Rome burn to the ground because we've got real skullduggery, real thievery, and real corruption, and some real no-goodniks doing very, very bad things to an entire country. Millions of people. But yet, we're to be vetted and questioned for public safety. You know, I'll never forget when Mr. Brown had asked me after we had our, I think it was either a 45-minute or an hour conversation. Like I said, it was about many years ago. It had to have been at least 14, 15 years now. He asked me one question after I explained to him, you know, why I didn't want to show my driver's license and why my traveling companion didn't want to show their driver's license. And then talking with the people standing in line to get their passes to get on board the aircraft. We were talking to them, and they decided they didn't want to show their driver's licenses. And he asked me, he said, what do you think the founders would be doing with the pistols they kept close to their vest? And I said, simply, Mr. Brown, I think by now they'd be ablazing. And he said, I agree, and I understand. Never knew what happened to Mr. Brown. He might have retired, but he wasn't any part of any grandiose federal Gestapo. He was a reasonable man with reasonable expectations of life, understood that the job that he had, and he did it to the best of his ability. And he felt bad of what he saw coming as well. And how much worse is it going to get? You know, there is going to come a day, ladies and gentlemen, that you will refuse a X-ray screening. You refuse the opt-out or the pat-down, and they will just simply tell you, don't catch another flight. You're not flying out of this airport. Now, they've already come up with their list, the no-fly list, of which in governmental hands, you've heard the horror stories that three-year-olds are not allowed to fly because somehow that they match the name of a terrorist. And we've been hearing about the abuses from these fine, upstanding people that are being hired by the TSA. Dumb as a box of rocks, people that will take orders, and for the paltry amount they're getting per hour, Well, it empowers them. It makes them feel powerful. And these are people that, in ordinary circumstance, you would avoid like the plague. But yet, these are the same. I don't necessarily want to insult all TSA people at this point, but a lot of these people that I saw were literally, and I'm not joking, mental deficients. They have fairly low IQs. I pulled up a story today that I had my webmaster post. Paul Valery, and he actually, it was Butler Schaefer that LouRockwell.com that wrote the story, but he put in the quote from Paul Valery. And Valery was credited with the quote of, "Politics is a means of preventing people from taking part in what properly concerns them." And as I've called politics, politics is what happens when you ignore the Constitution. He writes, "With the 2010 general elections over, attention shifts, as it always does following each election, to consideration of the next presidential steeplechase. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?" In a refrain already begun on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and other directors of what he calls the Bubiosi chorus. For a politically centralized society to maintain its pyramidal structure, it is essential that men and women be constantly reminded of their subject status. An ongoing curiosity as to the identity of the future masters keeps their minds from wandering to more important matters. The continued health and democratic state requires the interplay of three factors: the covert processes of real politic, wherein the electorate is consigned to the role of rubber stamping either of two fungible candidates offered up by the owners of the system. Second point he makes here, reinforcement of the fantasy that voters have some real-world influence over the selection of their political rulers. And thirdly, the illusion that the winning candidate is the one who is really running the government. Now, there comes a time when the contradictions, conflicts, and corruption of the state become so apparent that even Bubis begins to suspect that the political system is in need of a major overhaul, if not dismantling. Only the most gullible can utter the utilitarian premise of government with a straight face, the greatest good for the greatest number, and the general welfare, and the common will, or the common good, are phrases more suited to the creative comedy routines of George Carlin or Jon Stewart or Jay Leno than to men and women trying to formulate some meaning to politics, which we are at such a point in time. Libertarian and anarchist sentiments have long existed among people as alternative ways of thinking about societies are to be organized. The violent and predatory assumptions upon governments exist are rarely questioned, even among the thoughtful people, until the cost of political destructiveness reach levels that can no longer be ignored. Ordinary individuals are suffocating under burdensome costs that benefit only those special interests who are either in political power or connected to such power. When in 2007 Ron Paul told a gathering in Freeport, Texas, that it was time for another Tea Party, latent popular sentiments in favor of liberty were energized. When Ron was analogizing to, gotta get stronger glasses here, of course, was the famous Boston Tea Party that helped to trigger American resistance to British rule. Now, the owners of the political establishment fear nothing so much as the populace that sees through the racket being perpetrated upon them, an awareness that might give rise to thoughts that would call into question the entire scheme. A renewal of the Boston Tea Party, whose thinking was reflected in the words and actions of such men as Jefferson, Sam Adams, Patrick Henry, Paul Revere, John Hancock, would threaten the existing power structure. Sons of Liberty descendants would be most troublesome. On the other hand, to openly ignore the millions of people identifying themselves as Tea Partiers would be seen as even more dishonest than the owners' attempts to keep Ron out of the 2008 presidential debates. stuck with the Tea Party label, but not wanting so much anti-political energy expressing itself as a philosophically principled undertaking, the owners settled upon what could, at best, be described in terms of Lewis Carroll's classic Mad Hatters and his Tea Party. Western literature has few examples that can outperform Carroll's Tea Party in the playing out of nonsense that so often passes for intelligent conversation in our world. The inability of government officials, such as the Federal Reserve Chairman, to explain the failures of their program finds a parallel in the Hatter's efforts to explain why he couldn't fix a watch, which was exactly 2 days in error. The butter he had spread over his watchworks failed to correct the problem, to which the March Hare responded, "It was the best butter." More on this when we get back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
As Alice struggled to make any sense out of what she was experiencing, she met with a musical chairs directive to move down and move down, while a more focused question on her part would be answered by the March Hare in terms that would be immediately qualify him for today's academia or mainstream media. I have an idea. Let's change the subject. When the Hatter then asked, "Why is a raven like a writing desk?" and replied to Alice's plea for an answer by saying, "I haven't the slightest idea," one begins to appreciate the words of my favorite character in this story, the Cheshire Cat, who noted, "We're all mad here." The efforts to make foolishness sound plausible, to make contradictory reasoning appear sophisticated, to treat reality-based questions as an invitation to change the subject. This is what makes Mad Hatter's Tea Party a useful inspiration to the established order's efforts to defuse the libertarian Boston Tea Party as an operational metaphor. The Republican Party has enough March hares, Mad Hatters, dormice, and other babblers of nonsense to bamboozle the millions of Alices who seek solutions to their plights. When intelligent minds suggest doing away with the Federal Reserve, or analyzing our modern difficulties in terms of Austrian economics, or using the immediate concession of wars, the word goes out from the owners, let's change the subject. Those who, like Ron Paul, continue to insist upon the priority of such inquiries, be told to move down, move down. In such ways, what began as a reenactment of a philosophically principled Tea Party has become a festival of illusion and delusion. Political establishments always favor the status quo over change because they are the status quo. Any appearance of change that goes beyond tinkering with details and introducing more fundamental questioning of existing arrangements will be co-opted by the ruling forces and directed toward their ends. In this way, the owners reinforce the popular illusion that the subjects can control the system. He says, I wrote an earlier article of the connection that has long existed between entertainment and the political system. We have kept ourselves dumbed down, hence subservient to external authority. By our insistence upon being kept amused, the word muse refers to a state of deep thought. A muse means without such a state of thought. Amuse, or amuse. This is why there's such a symbiotic relationship between statism and the entertainment industry. The business interest of entertainers, including members of the mainstream media, are so tied to the interests of the political power structure that they will continue their role. An example, the 1997 film Wag the Dog could almost be regarded as a documentary, as art imitates life. Establishment producers will once again turn to the Hollywood for seasoned professionals to fill movie and television screens with more pro-state messages. Given the hostile mood of millions of Americans, the owners will not be so brazen as to resuscitate the 1960s Saturday morning cartoon show, Super President. But the latent sediment will not be lagging. Scriptwriters will rewrite the words to bring the story up to date, and new actors will be discovered to recite their lines, but the theme will remain the same. Costumers and makeup artists will be called upon to enhance appearances, while stage directors will insist upon the actors' positions. Couple more paragraphs on this deal. I thought it was well written, and it drives the point home. In Washington, D.C., they're all mad there. We'll open up the phone lines next hour, 800-313-9443. Lee in Georgia, you'll be first up. How long has this poor guy been holding? All right. Generally, folks, I'm not prompted by the phone calls. I don't feel moved to take the phone calls until I say the phone lines are open. So you may be hanging there for a long time, but Lee, hang on, we'll get your call.